The elections for the 29th will be held, and our party, the CNDD-FDD party, will take part.
Well, there was a dialogue taking place between the ruling party, the government, and the opposition, which is to come out to some consensus before any elections are held.
I don't know which consensus they are talking about, because the head of state of the region said that we have to respect our constitution. Now, when we have some institutions which will be over after the 8th July, how can they say that we can going on postponing the elections? That is the other manner of them to get to the transitional government. That is what they want. That is what they needed before. And it is just to lie to the international community, saying that they want the dialogue because they need transitional government.
But what is wrong with having a transitional government, particularly when the whole election is controversial?
It's very wrong, very wrong, very wrong, mister. We don't want transitional government.
Why? I'm saying the election is controversial. Some people say that President Pierre Nkurunziza should not run because that will be in violation of the Constitution.
That is your point of view. It's not correct. The Constitution is for Burundians. Who else can interpret our Constitution? It's only our court, not any other else.
We understand that President Pierre Nkurunziza, your candidate, the candidate for the CNDD-FDD party, has already launched his campaign.
Yes, today. Today he launched his campaign. Now we are upcountry campaigning for him.
Now, there are some people who say, sir, that by you going ahead with this, you are trying to plunge Burundi into a civil conflict.
Which one? No civil conflict.
What about the protest? There were some students who ran to the American embassy. They don't want the election.
When you talk about students who don't want election, what do you mean?
They were
it's
protesting.
It's very funny, mister. It's very funny to talk about students who don't want election. What do they represent in our country, those students? Which percentage they represent?
The second vice president of Burundi has left the country, and he's accusing the president of doing the wrong thing by going to the election.
Yeah, he has a Belgium nationality. He has gone back home.
Why did you make him vice president if you know he has Belgian nationality?
Yeah, because in our constitution, if you have two nationalities, you are welcome. If you are Burundian and you have another nationality. Now, he has chosen to go back to Belgium, so he's free to do so.
What do you make of the comment he made that the president's decision to seek a third term is in violation of the Constitution?
He's lying because he was expecting to be the president. But it is not the manner that our party choose the one who will be the candidate. There was a Congress and the Congress didn't choose him. So maybe he was frustrated because of that.